The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Miketz brings a Maisa recorded in the Tana de Belayo. It's a story with an individual, a man, who was Amaretz. He was like Kara Veleshana, an empty person that had no Torah. And Eliyo Hanavi met him, and he saw that he was Misloitzetz Kenegdoi. He was making light of the fact that he's Amaretz, doesn't make a difference, I didn't learn. It's all fine. And Eliyo Hanavi saw him and heard him speaking that way. And he said, okay, now you're joking around about it, but what are you going to answer by the Yom HaDin? So he said, oh, I'm not concerned about the Yom HaDin. I have plenty to answer. When I'm asked why I'm such Am Aretz, the answer is very simple. I don't have Kishrin, I don't have Seichel to learn. I tried, I was never Matzliach, and I just don't have the brains for it. So I'm not concerned. So Eliyo HaNavi asked him, okay, so what do you do for a living? And he told him he's a fisherman. And Eliyo asked him, so how do you catch the fish? So he explained to him how he has nets and he puts them in the water and the fish come in. And he said, how do you make the nets? So he described to him exactly the process of making these nets. So Eliyo HaNavi told him, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you Seichel to make nets and catch fish, and the Torah that it says Ki Karav Elecha Adover Ma'od Beficho Belvavcha La'Soisai, and that you think you don't have Seichel for? And the Amaretz was taken aback in shock, and he started crying. And that was the Teichocha that Eliyo HaNavi gave him. And the question is, what's the Teichocha? There are a lot of people that have a very good head and very good talent to catch fish and to make nets, but that doesn't mean he has the right Seichel to be able to be Matzliach in learning. It's a different talent. It's not the same Kishrin that a person needs to catch fish that he does for Torah. So maybe, yeah, he was a natural net maker, a natural fisherman, but Torah was just beyond him. I saw a shot once from Rav Moshe Finkel Zatzal, the brother of Rav Aryeh, and he said a beautiful shot that Eliyo HaNavi was Eliyo HaNavi, he was a Navi. So he obviously knew that this person wasn't a natural fisherman. And he challenged him, you weren't born a fisherman. How did you figure out how to make the nets? How did you do it? What was the answer? He knew that this is Parnasa. If he's not going to figure something out, he's not going to be able to put bread on the table. He'll have no way of supporting him as a mishpacha. The hechrich, the necessity of Parnasa, made him go beyond his comfort zone, and he figured out how to make a net. So Eliyo HaNavi told him, if you would have looked at the Torah in the same way, that this is not just that, it's a nice thing to do if it works out. This is Kihem Chayenu, this is my Parnasa. Without this, there's no bread on the table. So you would have figured something out about that too. That was the Teichocha that Eliyo HaNavi gave the Am Haaretz. Now, we see from over here a big yesod. Everyone knows that in order to be matzliach in Avodas Hashem, we have to put in effort. Without effort, without yigia, it doesn't come. How much effort do you have to put in? How much effort is expected of us? We see from over here that the answer is not the same by every person. If this Am Haaretz that Eliyo HaNavi met would have not figured out how to make a parnasa, and if Eliyo would have asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, I couldn't figure anything out, and I just walk around collecting donations. I have no way of making parnasa. Then there wouldn't have been a tine on him that he's Am Haaretz. You didn't make the effort for your parnasa. Okay, It's not the best thing, but you didn't make the effort for your Torah either. But because this person went out of his comfort zone for his parnasa, and he went beyond his natural abilities, oh, that's mechayiv him to go beyond his natural comfort zone, his beyond his natural abilities for Torah. The level of effort that we're expected to put into Avodas Hashem is parallel to the level of effort that we put into other things in our life. And it's not the same by every person and in every time. It all depends. It's measured lefi how much Mesiras Nefesh he has for other things in his life. That's what he's mechayiv in his Avodas Hashem. This idea we see also in this week's parsha. In Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu begins giving Teichacha and Musar to Klal Yisrael. And when he gets to the topic of the Meraglim, he says, Vatikruvun Eilai Kulchem, Vatoimru Nishlacha Anoshim Lefaneinu V'yachpuru Lanu Asa Aretz. It means, you all approached me, and you said, let's send Meraglim. But Rashi says, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Vatikruvun Eilai Kulchem. The kulchem is a part of the teichacha, is a part of the musar. Kulchem means ba'arvuvya. Everyone was pushing each other. And even Rashi says, the yeladim were doich v'nes askenim, and zkenim were doich v'nes aroshim. Everyone was pushing each other without derech eretz, without respect. And they all came to ask for the meraglim to come. So that's a part of the teichacha, not just that they asked meraglim. The way they did it, with all this pushing, wasn't okay. Rashi brings down, there's another time that it says the lashon of atikruvun elai. That's in Parshas Veschanan, when Klal Yisrael was approaching Moshe Rabbeinu to learn from him Torah, to listen to the Torah from him. And it says over there, Vatikruvun elai, Kol Roshei Shifteichem V'Ziknechem. It doesn't say Vatikruvun elai Kulchem. It says Kol Roshei Shifteichem V'Ziknechem. Rashi says that kreva, that coming to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Haygenes. That was the Skenim, or Mechabed the Roshim, the Yolodim was Mechabed the Skenim. Everyone came in a Derech Eretz, orderly fashion, came to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the kriva that they came for the Meraglim was a mess of Be'er Vuvya, without Derech Eretz, and the kriva that they had to learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu was Haygenes. There are those that say, why is Rashi bringing that over here? Rashi is coming to say, not to compliment Klal Yisrael, that in Parshas Veschanan, the kreva was Haygenes. That's a part of the Teichacha. Part of the Teichacha is that over here, when it came to Meraglim, you all were pushing. And all of a sudden, when it came to learn Torah, no one's pushing. Everyone's acting with Derech Eretz. That doesn't mean it's right to push. But if you're a person who pushes, when it came to the Meraglim, which wasn't Avodas Hashem, which was an Avera, and you're the type of people that you push for something that you really want, so why all of a sudden when it comes to Torah, you have Derech Eretz, and you go softly, and you let the Skenim first? That itself is a Taina. In other words, no one would ever say you should push in a way of Irbuvya without Derech Eretz for Torah. For sure not. But if you're doing that for other things, and all of a sudden the Torah you relaxed, that's a Taina. That's the same Yisoid. We see that what is expected of a person in Zavodas Hashem is the way he behaves in other topics, in other areas of importance for him. That's the Tefiyah. The same idea we also see by Bilam. It says that Bilam, when he went with Balak to be Mekal al Klal Yisrael, it says Vayashkem Bilam Baboiker Vayachvesh Asasoinai, and Rashi says Sina Mekalkelas Asashura. Bilam, who was a respectable person, he doesn't usually saddle his donkey by himself. And over here, because of the sinner, he went to do it himself. And Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you think you're doing something? Rasha. Avram Avinu already did it. Like it says by the Akedah, that Avram Avinu was Vayashkim, Avram Baboiker, Vayachvash Eschamoyroi. Avram Avinu did the same type of behavior. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, what it sounds like from HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Russia, Avram Avinu already did it. It sounds like Bilam had a motive over here. He thought that if he's going to be waking up early and getting his chamor ready by himself, that's going to do something to Klal Yisrael. And because Avram Avinu did it first, you didn't succeed. Rav Moshe explains it's the same idea. How much Mesiras Nefesh are you supposed to have for Avodas Hashem? It's not only parallel to the way you behave in other areas, it's parallel to the way the world behaves. Bilam wanted to show that for this Avera, for this bad thing, he was willing to be Mesir Nefesh, beneath his dignity, get up early, Vayachvash Asasoinai. And that would create a kitshrug in Klal Yisrael. Where do you display such levels of Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem? That was Bilam's plan, to create a kitshrug against Klal Yisrael. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Russia, we have that midah too. Avram Avinu already established that midah in Klal Yisrael by the Akedah, and Klal Yisrael continues with that midah throughout the generations. But that's the same idea. The level of effort and Mesiras Nefesh that we're expected to put into Avodas Hashem is l'fi the way we, or the world, is putting effort into other inyanim that are not Avodas Hashem. And like I'll give an example or two. Sometimes a person goes to a doctor, and a doctor prescribes for him a certain medication, whereas in the good old days, people were more tamimistic. So you go to the doctor, prescribes something, so you just took it. Nowadays, if a doctor prescribes some medication, no one just takes it. I have to know everything about it. And I start looking up and researching all the information. And I'm not sure if that's good or bad, but that's what people do. No one just follows blindly. I have to know everything. Before I do it, I have to do all my research. I have to be in the know of everything about what I'm about to do. And what about when a person has a shayla in halacha? Whereas in the past, maybe also it would be fine. With to me, I'm a sticker person. I ask the doctor what to do. I follow instructions. I ask the Rav what to do. I follow instructions. But now the same person who's... I'm not going to just take the medicine. I have to research it myself and know everything about it. So what about when it comes to a halacha? Am I just satisfied? Okay, whatever he says, I'll just do. Whatever Baruch, I'll just do. Or do I want to research? Do I want to know everything? Just like, it's mechayev. If that's the way we are in other areas of our lives, that we have to know everything, I'm not following anybody, I'm not relying on anybody, I have to figure out everything myself. So shouldn't we have that desire to know everything when it comes to Torah? We're living in a world where a lot of people are not satisfied just to have things. Whatever I have has to be just right, just perfect. Everything has to be exactly the best and perfect. And whether that's good or bad is one topic, but that's the way a lot of people are. So a person then would have to also measure, is that the way it is also is in Avodas Hashem? Is it only in Inyanim of Gashmius? Am I makbir that everything should be just perfect? And in Avodas Hashem, okay, Baruch, it's Baruch, okay, it's not the best, but it's pretty good. If a person might be able to get away with that, if that's the way he is in everything, Baruch, pretty good is okay. Maybe he could get away with that on some level in Avodas Hashem. But if in other inyanim, a person is makbir, everything should be just exact and perfect, that's a machayev also in Avodas Hashem. That's the inyan that we learn from these stories and this parsha, that the level of Mesiras Nefesh that's expected of us is l'fi the level of effort and Mesiras Nefesh we put into other things.